So today we are going to be doing Sugyas 6 and 7, Kedera, She, Bishal, Ba, Basar, Lo, Yivashal, Ba, Chalav, and 7, Bitel, Bimin, Bimino. Those are for today. Sorry, we did 5 is yesterday, if you're looking for that today. Sorry, we did that a little bit out of order. So yesterday 3, 4, and 5, so today we're going to do 6 and 7, and we'll continue from there. So the Gemara in Chulin tells us, Kedera Shabishal Babasar, Lo Yivashal Bachalav, right? You have a pot that you had cooked meat in it, so you're not then allowed to go and use it for dairy. So how do you judge if something's cooked for dairy? If you say, oh, no St. Thomas, if it's treif. Okay? First question you have to ask, is this Nisr Deraisa Derabanan? When we say Tom Kicker, the taste of meat would be in there, is that Nisr Derabanan Deraisa? Malchus Rashi being a Tom. Rashi says that the whole category of Tom Kicker is only the Derabanan. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Tam ki Iker is a real Deraisa. It's like the real food, and it's usher on Deraisa level. So the question is, what's the Makor? Maybe perhaps we've seen the Makor. We can kind of learn out a little bit new about where they get their ideas from. So they go to Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Ches, which shows us Machlokas Abai in Rava. So Abai says, Tam ki Iker is Deraisa, right? If you cooked meat and milk, and then took it out. So it must be no Saint Tam. So therefore, from Basar B'Chalav, we learn that it is an Isra Deraisa. And you're allowed to learn out to other places. Rava comes along and says, nope, you can't learn out Basar B'Chalav to everything else, because Basar B'Chalav is a Chiddush. Why it's a Chiddush? Either because it's two mutter things, we said that's not necessarily because Chiddush because Kilayim, or because you soak it the whole day, it's not usher until you turn on the heat. That'll come up in the later Sigyas. But Rava says, right, so it's a Chiddush, so you can't learn out to other things, so it's only by Basar B'Chalav. But what emerges from here is both according to Rava and according to Abaye, Basar B'Chalav, Tam Kicker, Zedin De'Oraisa. Either way you look at it, either it's a Kiddush or it's not a Kiddush, but in a Chanami, it itself is still a Deoraisa. So then that kind of leads us straight to the Rashba. The Rashba, in discussing Basar B'Chalav, in discussing these dinim, brings up four different cases. Right? He kind of brings up, yeah.
So based on the Gemara, by Shari Surim, Abaye says it's Deoraisa and Rava says Derabanan?
Abaye says Deoraisa and Rava says Derabanan, yeah. Because, right, exactly. Because the Chiddush, they can't learn out someone's only dinner button. Exactly. So, for Rashi, as we said, it says, Tom Kicker's Derabanan. So, the Rashi quotes these four cases of a spoon that you're not sure that fell in there, and a dairy spoon that fell in a mead, and a tray spoon that fell in something kosher. So he says, in all those cases, since it's a Tom Kicker, in a case of a suffix, Rashi would say, go look Kula because it's a din Derabanan. But within that Rashba, what he just said was Rashi, in a case of Basar B'Chalav, would agree that it's Din Derabanan. The problem is, according to both Rava and Abaye, even if you can't learn other things, Tom Kicker on Basar B'Chalav is Din Deraisa. So what's Pshat in this Rashba? What's Pshat in Rashi, if we're really going to say that Rashi even says that in Basar B'Chalav it's Din Derabanan? So comes the Prima Gadam and answers no. According to Rashi, what's considered Deraisa? That's Tom from Amish. That's real Tom of meat into milk. But Tom, from a Kli into another Kli, or into milk, would not be Deoraisa in the same way. So according to Rashi, what's Deoraisa is real meat, and real basar, and real chalav. While according to Rabbeinu Tam, it would even be a Kli. So that would kind of be how the machlokas, because even deeper than we thought. It's not just machlokas, it's Deoraisa, Derabanan, it's even what things constitute as Tom Kicker. That's kind of what we took out of that Rashba. Oh, so where did the Rashba get this idea from? So Rabbeinu Tam's Makor for Tom Kicker doesn't come from Basar B'Chalav. It comes from Gilulei Nachrim, right? Moshe Rabbeinu commanded the Jews in Midbar, that you have to be Mitaher, all the things that belong to the Goyim, the Kli Midjan. So clearly we see from here that if Rabbeinu Tam's source comes from there, so it could even be from a Kli, right? Because the Makor over there is from Caleb. Basar Rashi says it comes from Basar B'Chalav, so maybe after you have to say Basar B'Chalav is really Mamish, and if it's not Mamish, then we do not say Ta'am Ki Ikar, even in Basar B'Chalav would be Deoraisa. Rashi reads those Pesukim?
Yeah.
I don't know if he holds, I don't even think so. I think he just, Mamish says it's from that Gemara, but not necessarily from Gilulei Kli Midjan. Because Gilulei Kli Midjan is because it's Treifus, because the Midjan, like, the Midjanim used it. So it'd be tough to say that's Basar B'Chalav. Fine. So why else could we say that Kedera is not an Isser Midoraisa? How else could we understand this? So maybe you could say that since the Mishnah says we're judging everything by nos in tam, right? Nos in tam is the din. So maybe you could say, oh, we should have been able to extrapolate to all other cases. And Rav is saying, when the Torah says lo sevashel gadi, so what does it mean, lo sevashel? Sevashel is bishel. So only things that are done through bishel is asur midoraisa. So you have to understand, if something is not nos in tam, so is that considered bishel or not? Since you don't cook with things that don't give, right? You're not going to cook with something that doesn't do anything. So maybe that's not called derech bishel, and therefore if it's not derech bishel, same with blias, also aren't derech bishel. You're not going to leave it, use a pot that's 30, like that's not derech bishel in the same way. The pasuk says lo sevashel gidi. So maybe that's not derech bishel, and so perhaps that's not basar b'chalav midoraisa, since it lacks the component called derech bishel. That's the other way of saying efshir. Okay. Good. Right, because then, fine. So then within Rava, if we're talking, again, this is not within Rabbeinu Tam, right, because Rabbeinu Tam said the Makor doesn't come from Basar B'Chalav, and so this kind of wouldn't fit as nicely, because his Shita comes from Gila Kli Midyan, as opposed to coming from Basar B'Chalav, so saying, Lo Sevashel Gadi, according to Rabbeinu Tam, wouldn't fit as nicely, because he doesn't hold the Makor, comes from there. So we went and we quoted a Rama. The Rama speaks about a case where you're out in the woods with Goyim, and so you stoke a fire, and underneath, on top of that fire, is also goyim. They also have pots. Okay, so comes the Rambam, the Yesh Omrim, and says, "Yerchayef basar b'chalav midoraisa." By stoking the flames underneath that pot of a goy, because basar b'chalav midoraisa. The Rambam says, "Come on, it's just a chumra ba'alma. It's not basar b'chalav midoraisa. It's just a chumra ba'alma." And so comes the Aruch HaShulchan and says, "There's no balua in the pot, in a chanami, but that's not called derech bishel." So that's where Ramah gets his idea from, that it's not a real iser, because it's just balua, so it's not real derech bishel, and therefore it'll only be a din derabanan. So then again, just kind of tying that back, the Yesh Omer would say, in a chanami, blias are no saint tam, and therefore if blias are no saint tam, it's real derech bishel, and therefore it's going to be real iser deoraisa. According to Ramah, blias are not. It's lav derech bishel, because blias are no saint tam, and therefore it would be a real iser. It would only be a chumar ba'alma, not even iser derabanan in that case. Good. So then we said, right, again, we have Shitas Rashi again, right? Rashi says all derabanan, and as we noted yesterday, in the case of Timas Kvela, Rashi said, we believe in the Mesiach Levi Tumo. So we said the fact that he holds Tam Kikers on derabanan helps us a lot. Because then in the first place, we're only trying to get rid of it din derabanan, and therefore we could use Mesiach Levi Tumo without using the other Haterim we quoted yesterday, the Taz, the Shach, the Aruch HaShulchan, v'chule, v'chule. Then Rebbe said, I can't hold back. I have to start discussing this Rama. Right? The Kodesh Rama says that a din busa, that if you stoke the flames underneath a goy's pot, you're chayiv deoraisa. But why isn't this double shame scouting? That's really the question. You stoke the pot. You didn't mean to. You meant to do yours. And so it happens to happen. Do you for your own pot. And it happens to be that there's a goy's pot on the other end of the flame. So let's chat. Why isn't that double shame scouting? Right, and so we say, and we know that Davar Shem Miskavin is not just din by Shabbos, because a Nazir is allowed to rinse his hair, allowed to scratch his head. He can't comb it, but he's allowed to like rinse and wash his hair, even though hair might fall out. So clearly, Davar Shem Miskavin is mutar b'chol Torah Shkula. So why wouldn't this be called a Davar Shem Miskavin? This is where Rabbi Eger leads into the Kovet Shirim. The question isn't whether or not something happened, it's the question of Mitzias. Are there blias or not? That's the question. Are there blias in this pot? You have a pot, a goy. Are there blias there? right, in the case, in regular case, Davashim Miskavin, you do an action, and what's the suffix? Whether or not something else is going to happen afterwards. But what's this case? This case isn't, I have a suffix, if I still cold, it's going to cook. No, it's going to cook. The question is, in Mitzias, is that a problem? So the Rebbe Kivei brings up a new concept called suffix psik ratio. Not a Davashim Miskavin, a suffix psik ratio. You know that what you do is going to lead to something else, but afilu hachi, you don't know the mitzvah of whether or not it's going to happen. It's a suffix if the psik ratio is going to happen. So that's where Rav Kiva Eger kind of touches this again. And so if you say it's a suffix psik ratio, you could say it's aser, it's supposed to be in Dabashim Miskavin, that's why it wouldn't be. It would be mutter. If it's Dabashim Miskavin mutter, suffix psik ratio is aser, that's where that would go. So then, why their mothers agree with this? Why their Ramah feel that this is fine, that this is Dabashim Miskavin, what's pshat? So comes the Kovet Shurim. Right, comes the Kovet Shurim and says there are two ways of understanding Psik Resha. Why exactly is Psik Resha? Either it's rooted in the subconscious, kind of. you did A, but we know you had in mind to do B. Okay, and they're like, even though you only did one, we know that it's going to happen. You can't split between the mice. It's always going to lead to the same thing. So we know that you did A with the intent to do B. Or, there's another way. You can split between mice. Can you split the mice, right? In the case of Davar Shem Iskavin, A happened and B... But in the case of Sikresha, it's not like A and B, it's AB. There's just one thing called AB. It's not a din in your kavana of you. We kind of superimpose kavana that you want B to happen. It's more that when you do A, it's really as if you're doing both. Okay? Those are the two models the Kovid Shirin brings down from Sikresha. Is it A and B together, or you want A and B to happen? So let's bring that back to our case. If you say Psikresha is about Kavana, right? That you kind of want it to happen. So who cares if the suffix of whether or not the second action will result? Or if there are facts. It's the same thing, right? It's just going to happen, right? So if you had Kavana, so we don't know if it's going to happen. Right. Oh, good. Right, so if Davar Shem Iskavin is because we don't, like, in your Kavana. So in your Kavana, we don't know if B is going to happen, so it should be the same thing. Suffix Psikresha, Davar Shem Iskavin, the same thing. In both cases, we can't superimpose the Kavana to say you want B to happen. Why? In one of them, you don't know if B is going to happen. In one of them, you don't even know if the Metzius is there for B to happen. And so therefore, Suffix Psikresha could be Davar Shem Iskavin. But if you see it the other way, then we can say there were two separate actions. And then in this case, it's harder for us to split the two actions. Why? Because you know B is going to happen. Just a question of, it's really a psikresha. You did A, and B is kind of going to lead automatically. So to say that suffix psikresha is a little more difficult. And so kind of that could be the machlokas between the two understandings of how you understand psikresha, how you said Davar Shem Iskavin, and then how that manifests itself in suffix psikresha, and how that manifests itself in the bishul of the non-Jews in the campfire. Okay, good. So let me say, maybe we can explain the Ramban Yeshua Omrim another way. Not necessarily how you understand Davar Shem Iskavin, but rather how you understand if you paskin like Tosfos and the Aruch. Maybe it's machlokas between Tosfos and the Aruch about whether or not Psikresha Delon Yichalei, right? It says Psikresha Delon Yichalei, you're not chayev. What does that mean, you're not chayev for Psikresha Delon Yichalei? Does that mean Heter Gomer, says the Aruch, because of Davar Shem Iskavin? Or says Tosfos, it's Malach Shem Tzrich LeGufa. What's the chilk between those two? Who cares if it's Malach Shem Tzrich or Davar Shem Iskavin? Nachkamina, kol Torah kula, right? If you say Davar Shem Iskavin, so the quarter by Nazir, Davar Shem Iskavin applies. A malach shen shrich legufa isn't by kol Torah kula. That's a special din in the Mishkan. And so, if you want to say that there are must holding like the Aruch, that psikresh lo nichalei is even a baser b'chalav and therefore be mutter, fine. So then just the chomer ba'alma, because the psikresh is lo nichalei, which really is a Davar Shem Iskavin, which is really mutter like the Aruch. That's the Ramah. Well, the Ish Omer will come and say, no, it's also why? Because Psikresh Lo Nichalei is not a Heter Gomor, because it's Malchin Shrich Lagufa, not a Davar Shem Iskavin. And once it's not a Davar Shem Iskavin, it doesn't apply by Kol Torah Kula. And therefore, it's still going to be an Isser. And that would kind of be how the Ramah understands. Fine. Then we kept going in the Sugya. We took kind of a day just for Shabbos. Right, then we said, okay, so we have this Nikudas and Machlokas, and we have Tosfos in the Aruch, right? Tosfos, the Aruch says, Psikresh Lo Nichalei, Heter Gomer. Do it all day. Tosfos says, because it's a Davar Shem Iskavin. But Tosfos says, no, it's not a Davar Shem Iskavin, it's Malach HaShein Etzrich LeGufa, and therefore there's still an Ishtar Rabbanon here. So how could you touch that? So if Psikresha, if you say it's about, right, your kind of intent, kavana being on B, right? That's Psikresha. That you, when you do A, B is going to, like, you want B to happen. So then I can understand splitting between Psikresha and Psikresha Delon Yichalei. Because you can't superimpose my kavana of wanting B to happen if I don't want B to happen. So you say, what are you talking about? I don't want B to happen. So therefore, we mut there. But if A and B, if it's the second model, that Psikresha is because you did A and B, so who cares if I wanted B to happen or not? I did A, and that means I did B also. So you can't say it's whether or not I want it matters at all. It has to be that you did it, and therefore it goes together. So the Aruch understands, like the first thought, that it's psychological. And so therefore, since you don't want B to happen, we can't superimpose your kavana of B, and therefore you're going to be pater, because you don't want it to happen. But according to Tosus, it's not that way. It's the second thought, that it's A and B together, so therefore, I don't care, Psikresha Delo Nichalei. Get out of my face, Psikresha Delo Nichalei, it's still Aser. You can't just do that because you want to, not because it's if you do A and B together. So Nichutas doesn't help so much. Fine. Then we went and started talking about No Sein Tam Lefgam. Right, we took a full day, no? We did a full day on Shabbos? Yeah, did the entire day on Shabbos. Then we kind of, okay, now that we did that, because we got there again, how? Ramah Yesh Omer about cooking, about the Bishol and Achrim. Now let's kind of go back to Shalok Derech Achila. Whew, okay, it's going to get tricky, so if I make mistakes, we'll get through this together. No Sein Tam Lefgam is learned out from Nevela, right? If it doesn't taste good after a day, the Gemara Bodhisar tells us, because Lagera Sher B'Sharecha Tochlenu, only for something as Karin of that a Nevela would, that a Ger would eat. Obviously, a Ger Toshav would eat, so that's called real eating. That's not, that's in a Karin Nevela if they wouldn't eat it. Fine. And that's more than 24 hours. So Gemara Pesachim teaches us that if you have a Ptur, oh, so where did the word Achila comes up? Right, where the Torah says the word achila, so if it's shalok derech achila, there is a heter there, right? Meaning the Torah says eat or don't eat, so therefore if you do something shalok derech achila, that would be mutter. So then we kind of went and quoted two ways of understanding this. Is shalok derech achila always mutter? And the Gemara says that when there's no achila, then the Torah is telling you you're chayiv in that case, or the other way. Shalok derech achila is always potter, and it just happens to be, everything is aser, and the word achila comes as a drasha, it tells us that it's only in those cases, and you're potter for shalok derech achila. So it's always usually chayv or usually potter. Right, we said, what a nafkamina would be if we have, the word achila doesn't appear for a good reason, right, by Yom Kippur, for example. It says v'nisem, right, why does it say v'nisem and not achila? Because there are a lot of other things that exist except for achila. So the Shagas Aryeh says you're chayav, that everything is so clearly. If you eat shalok derech achila on Yom Kippur, kun Shagas Aryeh, you're chayav. Why? Because he holds that the baseline is aser, and achila comes as a het to bring in the het there of shalok derech achila, right? And short of the het there, it's no good. But the Rambam seems to say you're potter. So clearly, seemingly, he's saying that it's really more in general. It's a het there. It's more mutter to begin with. And so even though it doesn't say achila, there still is a din heter there that you're allowed to eat shalok derech achila on Yom Kippur. Then we kind of went back, and here's really where big nekuda came in of reviewing Zayimshutz, right? The crazy place he brings down. So he kind of gets to the bottom of it. Why is No Sein Tam Lefgam mutter? Right? We say all these chetzi dancy things, but why is that? Why is No Sein Tam Lefgam a heter in the first place? Good question. So he says it's not called achila. So what did he just do? He said, No Sein Tam Lefgam is the same thing as Shalok Derech Achila. So since you have a Ptur of Shalok Derech Achila, you're also going to have a Ptur of No Sein Tam Lefgam. Right? And so therefore, any Isra outside of Shalok Derech Achila, if there's no word Achila, so then you wouldn't have the Ptur of Shalok Derech Achila. So whenever you have the Ptur of Shalok Derech Achila, i.e. because it says the word Achila, so you're also going to have the Ptur of No Sein Tam Lefgam. That's Rabbi Yonasan Aibshutz. It's shalok derech achila, and therefore. So therefore, if you eat No Sein Tam Lefgam by basar b'chalav, you're chayev. Because what word is lacking by basar b'chalav? Achila. And therefore, you don't have the heter of shalok derech achila. And therefore, once you don't have the heter of shalok derech achila, you also don't have No Sein Tam Lefgam. That's Reviewers and Avshus Chiddush. Fine. Then we want to say, okay, so we went into the Gemara in Chulin a little bit, on Kof Ches. Less than 60 pachos mishishim is not derech bishul, it's not an issue of basar b'chalav. Does that include blias or not? Okay. Then comes in Sivis and Chavs Das and says, I don't understand how the crazy blias, he just equated those two things. He equated, what did he equate again? Shalok derech achila with No Sein Tam Lefgam. So anytime you have a heter of shalok derech achila, because it says achila, you have a heter of No Sein Tam Lefgam. He says the two things are very different. Why? First of all, the Gemara lists Shalok Derech Achila and No Sein Tam Lefgam and never once crossed the bridge between them and says, you should know that these two things are the same thing. That never happens. So all of a sudden, we're coming in and saying, hey, Gemara, you missed a connection that we're going to make for you. Okay. But then he says further, even just like on a lumdisha level, there's a huge difference between Shalok Derech Achila and No Sein Tam Lefgam. Shalok Derech Achila is on the Gavra. You are eating something shalok derech achila. You're not eating it correctly. But what is No Sein Tam Lefgam? The basar is not basar b'chalav. There's a chisar in the original because the chalav is lacking in its boil. So the chefsa never becomes basar b'chalav. Okay, so just a question, right? If we're going to say this din, that basar b'chalav, that nosa tam of gam is a din in the basar, and shokad achila is a din in the gavra, so how can you nesiva say that ra chalav is a din in the gavra? Because again, eating ra chalav, the Gemara says, is shalok derech achila. So how is that a din in the gavra? So we say that it's not a, when you have ra chalav, it's not a pegam in the chefza. Why? Just cook it. Just cook the meat. And so therefore, you can fix it. So therefore, you're doing something weird by eating it raw and not waiting 10 minutes to cook it. Fine. Because then we say, no sintam of gam. So once you've kind of separated these two things, once you've separated no sintam of gam and shalok derech achila, so then even when you don't have, let's go through again, even when you don't have the heter of shalok derech achila, you can still have the heter of no sintam of gam. And therefore, coming back to our case of basar b'chalav, you don't no longer need the heter of shalok derech achila, so you can have no sintam of gam by basar b'chalav because it's not intrinsically connected to shalok derech achila. That's what comes out.
What is the heter of no sintam of gam?
That is. Did we explain exactly what it is within the nesivas? What is the heter of no sintam of gam? Oh, it's not basar b'chalav. Because it never became basar b'chalav, it was a chisaron in the basar b'chalav itself. No,
he gets rid of the equation between nosin tam of gam and derech achila.
Right. So then, but then nosin tam of gam is mutter. Was that because it just never created basar b'chalav in the first place? Isn't that what we said? That's a din in the chefza. So the chefza itself, there was a chisaron in the basar b'chalav. You can't call that basar b'chalav. It's gross.
Because basar b'chalav just isn't gross.
Since it's lifgam, it's ruining it. You're not cooking and creating anything.
You're not creating a chefsa.
Right, you're going to just create something that a chefsa disgusting, in which case we'll say that it itself is mutter because you haven't created it at all. Fine. So, good. No song applies to basar b'chalav in your pater for spigam taste against your son Ibshitz. Right, that's why the kedera is not benyomo on a doraisa level. It's fine, both meat and dairy. Fine. Okay. Good. Then we said kind of says an ah derech agav, different diyun about Yom Kippur and eating chefsas gavra is fine. Then the Gemara says if cook meat in a pot, don't cook dairy. Alright, I can do that. Lo asra Torah ela ben yomo bilvad. Then the question is, what are the next words in that Gemara? Are the next words in that Gemara gezeira ben yomo atu la bene yomo or not? So we have gzera ben yomo, gzera la ben yomo to ben yomo, which is why you need two sets of dishes, right? Gzera derabonon, that you can't have those two things together. So seemingly, the Rashba says, even if you don't have that girsa though, everyone holds it as a derabonon. As we'll see, maybe not everyone. And he brings a couple of rayas, right? He says the Gemara Avodah tells you it's kasher kalim. So what about? Oh, must be right. The Gemara is talking about kashering it, and yeah, we're talking about lav ben yomo. That's how the Rashba first understands the first raya. It says you need to kasher them, but then it's a machlokas within no sin tam lefgam. But wait a minute, why do you need to kasher it if it's no sin tam lefgam? I.e., it's not ben yomo, so it must be that it's still xera, and that's why we're having this discussion in the first place. And then he quotes another bright so that they asked Rav Ami in Kli Chares. They were salting a Kli, and he says, smash the Kli because all the Bleas were in there, so it's no good. Right, what? Right, so new. So the obvious question is, just wait. If there's no Xerid abundance, who cares? You cash your meat in there, and it's whatever. It's a Kli Chares. Okay, it's a 24 hours, and everything's mutter. So clearly, see, from here, says the Rashba, everyone holds there's a Xerid abundance. And so why is this an even better ride than the first one? The first one, okay, like, it's annoying. You don't have to break anything. This is mamish like, no, you are never allowed to use this kli again. Shatter it. There's a chesaron kiss, like it's a lot. So therefore, you can't kasher the kli in the first place. And also, blood, once blood has been salted, it's no longer called dam. If you eat salted blood, you're not chayav for eating blood. But even so, we still say it's aser in the pot. So then, we said This is next thing. Right. What is... Fine. So then... Fine. So either... Let's just kind of go through. You can either say Nosos HaMafgam is Mutter. L'chatchila. Do it. Whatever you want. Don't wait. As we're going to see the Ra'ah. Or... Maybe it's Dizer Derabanan. It's there. You might use Ben Yomo. Or maybe it's an Isser of En Mevatel Isser L'chatchila. When you put that thing in the pot... There still is something there. You just have to mevatel it, right? There's something gross there, but you're meeting mevatel it through everything else. In which case, that would be an isra of ein mevatel nisra chatchila. So two reasons for gzera derabanan: ein mevatel nisra chatchila, because even though you put it in, there's still stuff that comes from the walls. That would be usher, or because it's just gzera derabanan ben yomo atulav ben yomo. Those are the three things: chatchila, gzera, or ein mevatel nisra chatchila. So then. You have, let's say going down the two derabanans, right? You have a meat pot right now, and it's a week later, and you want to cook dairy. Okay? So we have two derabanans, either ben yomo la ben yomo, or ein mevatel nisra chatchila. So in the case of gzera, so it's still gzera. We're not going to use it now because we're going to let it use it right away. That's for gzera. Maybe you'll say that, no, since it's just a gzera, it's ein mevatel nisra chatchila, I should be able to what? I should be able to use this pot to cook meat, because I'm not actually being mevatel anything. No, but it's the same thing, because you're still being mevatel. It's the chila of putting the milk in, which then mevatel the basar b'chalav aspect that came in, so it wouldn't make a chiluk. You can't use it for dairy, no matter what happened. Then the Ra'ah says, I got a chiddush for you. I got a chiddush for you. You only need one set of dishes. Okay, the Rizza says he was mocked, because nobody else did this. So he said, first of all, he says that the Braisa uses extra words. There's only a chatchila, right? And we're only making isra chatchila if there would be an isra b'di'evid. So in the case of basar b'chalav, there was no isra originally, and since it was a heter originally, and the meat itself was mutter originally, so we weren't gozer then on basar b'chalav if the heter, when it was a heter when he did it first. Maybe we'll say for trefos, you can't use it because there's an isra originally to even cook it. But in the case of basar b'chalav, we're not going to be gozer lav ben yomo if the first time you cooked it, the meat itself was mutter. So he says, maybe that's why. And then he also says, the other example he gives is Pesach. Right? He says you're allowed to, after Pesach, use the same pot that had bleas of chametz in it. Okay, so the question is, what's pshat? So the first way to get rid of the Ra'ah is Raya is to say, oh, it's extra words, so clearly it must be that it's not gozer. That's just the way the Braisa speaks. Don't bring me Raya's from our Gemara, lo yivasha ba, k'der shibisha ba basar, lo yivasha ba chal. The Braisa speaks that way. Like, don't bring me, like, don't build nuffle yiso, nuffle binyan, don't bring me this whole thing. Based on this, it's not, like, that much there. In the Chametz case, it's because there's the Rabbanan weren't gozer, chametz shavar la Pesach, and tarobes of chametz. That's why it's mutter. Nothing to do with gezeiras ben yomo atulav ben yomo. It's a totally different thing. And so therefore, we said it doesn't even, we don't necessarily listen that it's not necessarily the greatest raya. Exactly. And therefore, good. And so that was kind of the first sugya. Trying to like summarize that sugya is very difficult. It's very hard because it's like a lot of...
You have the whole Shabbos.
It's like very, all of it. First of all, we said... First step was Rashba, was Rashi Rabbeinu Tam about the Tom Kicker. Deoraita Derabanan. That was based off the whole Rashba. Then those two things about what they hold. Fine. Then again, the Makoros for Tom Kicker. Then we brought up the Ramah. And the Yesh Om about cooking. Then we went into the whole Razzle Dazzles about Davarshin Miskavim, Psikresh Tonichale, Psikreshas. All those things, A and B, psychologically, whether or not those would manifest itself either way. Tosus Ni'aruch about Psikresh Tlonichale, which one those are more like. Does it apply in Kol Torah Kula? Then we quoted Lav Derech Bishel. Is that a heter? How does Lav Derech Bishel work? Does Lav Derech Bishel, do you need Achila, do you not need Achila? And if you don't need Achila, then what's the heter? So that's where we went to there. Then we said the crazy Uplasi. What did he say? He said that the din of Nosos HaMafgam is the same din as Lav Derech Achila. And therefore, then then Stevens came and said, no, that's not true. Those are totally different things. One of them is in the Chepsa, one of them is in the Gavra. So you can't equate those two things. And therefore, the Heteret, so but Nosos HaMafgam is still going to be Usar by Usar B'chalov, even though it doesn't say Bishel. And therefore, you don't have that Chiddush. It doesn't say Achila, so you don't have that Chiddush anymore. Then we went, and I guess the next thing was really the Rashba. The different ways of Ben Yomo and Lav Ben Yomo. Why is it Aser? Is there a Gzir Derbanan, or is it Mutul Chachila? And if there is a Gzir Derbanan, why is there a Gzir Derbanan? Is it because Ein Vav Nisul Chachila, or because Gzir Ben Yomo, Gzir Lav Ben Yomo, Ot Ben Yomo? And then we kind of, is there an Afkami between those? Then we went through the Ritva, quoting his Rebbe the Ra'ah, who had one set of dishes. Why did he do that? He's not Goris, and even more than he's the fact that he's just not Goris, he also doesn't. Thought he had Raya's from Pesach and from the Bryce. So we said the Bryce is not a great one because it's just because it's wordy doesn't mean anything, and so he's still Basham Chalva, still Usher, and also for the And then about Pesach, is because it's Din Prati in Pesach, not a Din Klali that you can extend out everywhere. That was Sugya number 6. Okay, Sugya number 7 is a little bit lighter. It's not like the most intensive. There are just a couple nekudos that will go through. Min bimino, machlokes between Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanan, as we know, about whether or not min bimino batel or eno batel. Is it asur mashu or not? According to Rabbi Huda, min bimino eno batel. There is no bitel of min bimino. According to the Rabbanan, there is. Question is, what's the nekudos hamachlokes between those two things? So comes the Ran and says, I'll explain it to you. There needs to be hisnagdus between the two. There needs to be an actual difference between the two things. And therefore, hitnagdut between those two things. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how does he look at the world? He looks at the world through physical eyes. Right? Because remember, what case are we talking about that they bring up? Dama par and dama soyer, two bloods. So comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, look, I'm looking at one blood. I'm looking at blood two. Point to me a difference. You can't. And so therefore, you can't be mivata between the two. There's no hitnagdut. They're the same thing. They're working together, not fighting against each other. That's the first thing he says. Then the Rabbanan came and said, no. Don't look at it with physical eyes. Look at it through halachic eyes. Therefore, I'm looking at the Dampar. I'm looking at the Damasayir. There is real hitnagdut there. Therefore, it can be mevatel. Therefore, min bimino, botel. That's how the Ran explains our Gemara. Then the question is, okay, so now we know that there is this machlokes between the Rabbanan. How do we pass it? What do we do in this case of min bimino? Is it mevatel or not? So again, we have our Gemara in Chulin, which says Amar Rabbanan bit ima, Amar Rabbanan b'shishim, Amar Rabbanan be kfeila. That's team. There's kfeila shishim and
Tam
kfeila, same thing, no?
Tam is a Jewish person.
Amar Rabbanan b'kfeila, Amar
Rabbanan b'tam. Tam kfeila and shishim.
Perfect. Tom, Phil, and Shishim. Thank you. So then, wait a minute. Shishim? What's Shishim? If we're listing Tom, what's Shishim for? It must be that Shishim is for Min Bimino. Otherwise, just taste it. So that's the first Gemara, which sounds like the Rabbanan. It's how could he be doche that? So comes Tosfos and says, no. It's not the same thing. It's one thing with two names, which taste the same. So really, they're two different things, but that you can't use Shishim. You can't use te'ima because they taste the same. But really, they're two different things, and they wouldn't be called min bimino, and therefore, you have to taste it, but it's really not. It's really just two different things, and that's why you can be mevatel, even though regular case of min bimino ain't a mevatel. That's how Tosfos understand that's Gemara. But now there are two other Gemaras which are going to go the other way. Sound like Rabbi Yehuda, because again, who possibly Rabbi Yehuda? Rashi. Rashi says min bimino ain't a batel, and that's why he passes across the board. So that, how do we have to understand these other Gemaras? So the Gemara quotes Rava, who says like Rav, who says Chametz Bismana Lo Batel Bein Bimino Bein Shelo Bimino. So he says that it says Min Bimino Bemashu, that it's not Mevatel. Fine, shine. We know Rav and Shmuel hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so the fact that they said it, no big deal. Rav and Shmuel hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Good, that's fine. That's not a big deal for us, just because they hold like that. But the problem is Rava says we pass them like that. Rav is how he passed him generally. So how could it be that Rav is Hilchasa like Rav, and therefore Hilchasa like Rabbi Yehuda? So I didn't understand that Gemara. That is another. And then, also, more importantly, the Gemara starts listing Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and talks about different things that are Enum Avatal Min Bimino. And all of a sudden, we have this whole like pilpul in the Gemara about between Rav and Abaye about this Shita of Min Bimino. Wait a minute. Why are you even discussing Min Bimino Enum Avatal if we don't pass him Rabbi Yehuda? It doesn't matter. So therefore, how do we understand those two Gemaras in light of the fact that we think we paskin like the Rabbanim? So, Let's see. What were the first Gemara we had was Chametz. When we said Rava agrees with Rav, that Ben Bimino, Ben Shelo Bimino, why? Why does Rava agree with Rav? So either you could say that Rava never said that. It's one way of getting rid of it, because there's no Gersh that way. But Al Atzad that he does, you could say Rava agreed with Rav of a Lav Mitame. He agrees with Rav that it shouldn't be, but why shouldn't it be? Not because it's Min Bimino, because of Chumra the Chametz, as we're going to come up and see at length. Next, Chametz Pesach Osir Mashu, because the Chumr the Chametz. And therefore, he paskins like him, but the Chumras are very different. The Chumra is not min the Chumra of Chametz, Shelo Bimino, isn't Atu Min Bimino, like Rav says. The Chumra of Chametz, Shelo Bimino, is because of Chumr the Chametz. Unlike, that's how Rav would understand it this way. Not like Rav, who says Shelo Bimino Atu Mino, but rather because of Chumr the Chametz. Not because there's of Shelo Bimino Amino, but rather just because of Chumr the Chametz. Then, what about the Gemara Avodah Zarah? The Gemara Avodah Zarah starts telling us at length about things that not Mevatel Min Amino. So why are you telling me that? And it's not the Halacha. That's where it comes and says, but wait a minute. There are certain things which are not Mevatel Min Amino. Yai Nesach and Tevel are not Mevatel. And so the Gemara was just bringing up those things, Truman Yai Nesech, which are Oser Bimino, Bimashu Bein Bimino. So therefore, when they're discussing it, they're discussing it Alt Trima and Yai Nesech, not Alt anything else. Therefore, it's not a good Raya. Right, so then again, so then the question is, kind of as Derek Agav, why exactly do you need Shishim? The number of Shishim for Mino and Shelo Bimino aren't the same. Why do I need Shishim Shelo Mino? Because there's Dindar Abonar of Tam. And so I need Shishim to be Mivatel the Tam. And so if I don't have Shishim, I don't have Tam. And therefore, it's a real Dindoresa that I need Shishim. So why then, for Mino, if it's not for Tam, why do I need Shishim? So come most of the, I think some of the Nusakelim, we just kept the numbers the same. So Dindar Abanan, Atu Mino, Atu Shalob Mino, even though Rov itself, Acharam Hados, would have sufficed. But yeah, we still have you do it 60 to keep the numbers equal. But really, this din of shishim is a deoraisa shelo bimino, and only derabanan bimino, because he would have had. Then the Ramah kind of says we go based on shame, gebusser shma, when it comes to deciding what's mino, what's shelo bimino. The Shach says, what are you talking about? Why are you talking about Rabbi Yehuda? You're taking like din from Rabbi Yehuda and applying them over here. So it doesn't make any sense to say that gebusser shma is the only makes sense for Rabbi Yehuda. So don't do that, Ramah. That was just kind of the last nakuda. So again, we had our case. We had this sugya. We had a machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam about between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, the Ran's understanding of Hisnagdus, how you understand the Tushitas, the Makoros of who we paskin like the three Gemaras, our Gemara, Beshishim, right? Tosos is dichoy of that it's two different things that taste the same but are really different. Then you had the Gemara about Psachim that we Rava paskin like Rav Alav Lami Tameh, or he doesn't say Kirav, and then we had Avodah Zarah about Yain Esach and Truma, because those things are actually Mevatel Bimino, Shelo Bimino, and then we had why do we have Shishim, Deoraisa, Derabanan, depending on Mino, Shelo Bimino, and then what exactly is called Min Bimino, Pasa Shema Zlinin of the Ramah. That was Sigi 6 and 7. Thank you all for coming.